In this bulletin, same-sex couples prepare to tie the knot on the first official day of marriage equality in Australia. Two people are injured as fire engulfs the top of Trump Tower in New York City. And Australia secures a 4-0 victory in the Ashes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Same-sex couples are tying the knot across Australia on the first official day of marriage equality. One of the first ceremonies took place overnight near Tweed Heads in New South Wales. Athletes Craig Burns and Luke Sullivan timed their proceedings so the marriage would become official minutes after midnight. Same-sex marriage legislation cleared Parliament on December the 7th, nearly a month after more than 60% of participants in a voluntary postal survey backed the change. New polling suggests toughening up on crime will be a major issue for voters in this year's Victorian state election. Victorian Labor Premier Daniel Andrews is yet to return from holiday to deal with the fallout of what has been described as a street gang crisis in Melbourne. A number of MPs are reportedly frustrated with his absence, with some accusing him of being missing in action. Liberal opposition leader Matthew Guy says, unlike Labor, his party is ready to crack down on crime.
Victorians want a change in direction when it comes to law and order. Only the Liberal and National parties are offering a change in direction on law and order. Mandatory sentencing, bail reform, parole reform. That is the way Victorians want to go, and that is the way that we are putting forward.
Voters head to the polls in late November. Federal Labor has branded as luxury excess a Department of Foreign Affairs decision to fly European journalists business class to Australia as part of a $100,000 tour. Documents obtained by AAP reveal six journalists and a researcher were flown business class from Belgium, Croatia, Denmark, Germany, Ireland and Sweden in March last year. The cost was close to $54,000. The remaining money was spent on four-star hotel accommodation in Sydney and Melbourne, domestic flights, bus hire and travel allowances covering food costs. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner ordered the department to release the documents after a seven-month wait. The focus of the program was multiculturalism in Australia. Actor Craig McLaughlin has withdrawn from the current production of The Rocky Horror Show in Adelaide after a group of former female colleagues accused him of sexual misconduct. Three cast members of the 2014 run of the show have made claims against the 52-year-old. McLaughlin denies the allegations. Authorities in China say rescue workers trying to reach a burning tanker in the East China Sea are being hampered by toxic clouds. The tanker has been on fire for 2 days after colliding with a cargo ship. There are fears it could explode, leading to a possible environmental disaster. The body of one crewman among the 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis on board has been found. Chinese ministry spokesman Liu Kang says the country is working overtime to locate the missing.
The Chinese government takes maritime accidents like this very seriously and has already dispatched many search and rescue teams to the scene. The weather conditions are extremely unfavourable to the rescue work, but China is putting in maximum efforts.
The exact cause of the collision is not yet known. Two people have been injured in a fire near the top of Trump Tower in New York City. One person sustained a possibly life-threatening injury, while another had a minor injury. Aerial views show firefighters on the roof with smoke billowing from one corner of the high-rise. One of United States President Donald Trump's sons, Eric Trump, says on Twitter it was a small electrical fire in the cooling tower of the building's roof. President Trump was in Washington at the time. To cricket, Australian captain Steve Smith says a 4-0 Ashes series win is only the beginning for the national test team. His comments come after Australia wrapped up the fifth test in Sydney, beating England by an innings and 123 runs. Smith, named man of the series, led Australia to its series win, scoring 687 runs at an average of 137.4 per match. The captain says his team already has its eyes on the next series to be played in England in 2019.
This team's been magnificent this series. The cricket we've played has been great. So, you know, I think the more we play together, the more we're going to get better as a group.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 35. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Showers for Hobart, 22. Canberra, a possible storm, 30. Wollongong, a likely storm, 28. Likely storm in Sydney, 31. Newcastle, likely storm, 29. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Showers in Cairns, 33. And Darwin, rain, a storm likely, 32. I'm Michelle Rimmer. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.